College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh, yeah. Dance, 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 because it's Friday.
In case you forgot, it is Friday. Good vibes and variety. That's right. You're at Alice 97.3. You probably could tell.
Jesus.
From the vibes.
It's Friday.
Ah, it's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. We have been looking forward to the weekend. Everyone's smiling. I walk around the building and everyone's so happy. Like, oh.
There's no one here. What are you talking about?
No, I was talking to Marcy down the hall and she goes, today at 4 o'clock, I'm getting in bed and I'm sleeping for 14 hours.
Like, good for her.
Enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. She's like, she's got kids and she's like, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be like, where's mom? I'm like, she's in bed on a Friday night. That's what you look forward to on a Friday night, kids. When you get to be a certain age. Hi, how are you? How's everything? I'm giddy over here. I'm sure there's other things happening.
No, there's not. I mean, it's nice to be alive for sure.
You breathing?
I am breathing and I am wealthy for that, I should say. You know, in the unconventional wealth, that whole, it doesn't spend.
Yes, right. That is one of the drawbacks of the breathing wealth. I mean, it does spend in that you can, you know, walk around outside, enjoy the sunshine or the oppressive heat, whichever one you're experiencing.
Where do I blow? That's never been at the grocery store. They've never been like, blow right in here.
Yes, breathe right in your wealth.
And then we'll just give you the stuff.
Yeah.
Send doesn't work.
To the bill collectors. I'm wealthy because I'm breathing. Therefore, I consider this bill paid.
Here's a bag of my air.
Yeah.
I breathe into this envelope. You're welcome.
Here you go. Now you're wealthy too. Breathe that in. You breathe, you're wealthy.
Hot yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Like sticky hot.
Like it, I don't think it cooled down 1 degree at all. Like it was supposed to be, you know, the hottest day. And yesterday was supposed to be slightly, it wasn't.
I feel like it was hotter.
Yeah, it was
not. It was
not.
Actually just very oppressively hot.
And I would say maybe it's that consecutive days of heat because my upstairs was over 80.
Oh, boy.
Last night. I just went, oh, no.
So when it gets dark, do you just open up all the windows and turn on all the fans and just try your best?
I slept. It was okay.
That's good.
You know, I slept in my wind tunnel.
You just crank that thing up.
Very little blanket coverage.
Oh my
gosh.
Your
summer quilt.
Somebody might have. Good thing nobody came in to get
you. You didn't have your protection on.
Yeah.
You know, you guys.
What? We do know us guys.
I know me better than anyone.
I'm just saying, if someone were creeping into my house and I'm under all the covers, they don't know if I've got a bazooka under there. They don't know that I'm, you know, cranking up the honey badger and about to send it running after him. They don't know that because I'm, you know, whatever I use for protection, you don't know.
You're right.
They could be creeping
in. I clearly
in.
Don't.
Ding, 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 ding.
The
you know
bazooka,
that, the,
tiptoeing
sound
sure.
of a
stealthy thief or murderer.
Right.
Right.
In this case, I don't know why I'm seeing a wolf, but, you know, like whatever cartoon character does that.
They sneak right by you and just go to your wife and kids.
Yeah.
Great, Van.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You should maybe set up a cot in the hallway at the top of the stairs. I mean, that might be the solution to all of this.
Or just make sure everybody's got blanket covers
tonight. Yes, so they're fully protected.
So all of the burglars will walk in and go, I don't know what's hiding under there. And then I can
be all. I'm not taking any chances.
I'm going to cock my.
Oh.
Bazooka? What do you mean? Oh. Anyway, I cock my bazooka, and then the guy goes, I messed with the...
Mister, we're leaving. Don't worry about it. We'll lock up behind us.
Right. Thank you.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you made it through the night.
The mind of Vinny. The mind of Vinny, everyone. Sometimes you get a sharper look than other days.
There's a wolf sneaking in, and he's throwing a honey badger at
you. Yeah.
That's
Here's a snack.
Wolf B. Honey badger.
Ooh, that honey badger. All right. Well, I didn't think all that through or think it through at all, but I'm just saying, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I think part of the reason people get that blanket coverage is you just don't want to feel exposed while you're sleeping. You're very vulnerable. You're down for the count.
I have thought to myself, if the aliens come and they find out that we are just out for, you know, a solid portion of the day recharging our batteries, they'll be like, well, I guess we know what time to strike.
Right. Attack at
2 a.m. 3 a.m. We're already up. Some of us are up at 3 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah. And don't do it on a Friday or Saturday. Too many people are still up at 2 a.m. Do it on a Tuesday night at 2 a.m.
Will you be up at 2 a.m. tonight?
Probably. Huh. Yeah. I wake up often.
Oh, wait.
No, I don't sleep like I used to.
You don't mean as a party people. You mean as a lady who's good cranky Lord, and no. What this?
Right. Oh, my God. I'm going to hopefully
my
get
my sciatica's nap. Right up. Jesus.
Oh, geez. Knock wood.
Oh, it's not that.
No. I am an old lady now, and so today I will try to take a little nap so that I can stay up till, say, 9:30.
But at 2 in the morning, you'll wake up with, like, a half a vomit in your throat or some kind of, like,
elderly. Tonight's a very low-key night. John and I will probably catch up on, I guess we have last night's Big Brother episode. Don't tell me who got kicked off because I don't know. Oh my God. Can I just say something about Wednesday night's episode?
Of
Big Brother.
Okay.
I'm actually flabbergasted by this 22-year-old and her relationship with Rachel Riley, who is she's the head of household right now. Lauren. She's a cute girl. She's, you know, she just screams influencer to me. Like, she's just very, very pretty, very perfect.
Screams influencer, you mean in a bad way?
No, that when I see influencers, I'm like, they always look like that.
Oh, okay.
Like, long, flowing brown hair, a very pretty face.
And could just jump into a dance at any moment.
At any moment, but is also going to do a makeup tutorial.
Right.
She kind of looks like a bachelorette or a bachelor contestant.
Kind of, yeah, like that. But like super pretty. I mean, she's a lovely young lady.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah.
She is like a doorknob in that
everybody gets a turn?
No. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. No. Okay, she's like a coffee mug in that she can't make decisions for herself. Anybody can use her for their cup of coffee. Like, she is, there's a scene. She wins. Spoiler alert. Don't laugh at that.
He's gone down to his sports.
He's in the locker.
Yeah, he's crawling into his locker.
Vinny, you can't be that overweight if you fit in a locker.
Yeah, Vinny, you can't be that overweight if you fit in a locker. Did you hear what the 30-year-old just said to you? It's gotta hurt. Can you? Okay, great. We're getting pictures and super.
It wasn't even that funny.
It was so funny and completely, like, she set it up and I didn't see it coming, and then it's a home run, dude. No,
that was a good one.
Call it a day.
Right.
But I was trying to have fun, and then you got to bring up my weight. What are you guys doing?
I was
just
saying,
enjoying.
You're
like
trying to stop you from laughing.
Oh, my God. That was so... Everybody...
Everybody gets a turn. She's a ding-a-ling is what I'm trying to say.
She's a people pleaser. She doesn't want to make anyone angry, because how she's going to make it far in this game.
Okay.
That's what she thinks.
I guess.
She's probably never upset anyone in her whole life.
Right. That, there it is.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, but she wins the power of veto, and she can take that. And her number one, her alleged end game
final
guy,
two.
Her final two, ride or die, Vince, is on the block. One of the three people on the block.
Is that the creepy guy you showed us yesterday?
No, that's Riley, and he continues to be creepy.
Is he?
I watched some of those clips yesterday.
No, I watched a clip. That definitely feels like she's apologizing and he's telling her about her attitude. Like,
I didn't see that.
I am not into that dude at all.
You know what's weird is I do think, and, you know, feel free to correct me, but things that at one time someone might say, I like a man who takes control. You know, like there's weird things that people are into. Is there some possibility that someone watches the way he's behaving and thinks he's being romantic?
Maybe.
Is there any, like, is there a person out there who that's their type?
Maybe.
Where they're like, I like a man who tells me what I want.
For me, it's he's very,
I don't know.
It's pushy. It's that thing that people do sometimes where they put something out there. And if you react badly to it, they're like, what? It was a joke. You know, like that thing where now suddenly it's you who's the jerk. Like,
well, that's gaslighting. And we talked about it yesterday. He just has low self-esteem. Like, this guy has no self-confidence. That's why he's got to be so controlling and everything like that. I mean, not saying it, his behavior is acceptable, but he does have low self-esteem, obviously.
I don't know. He's just putting her on the back foot constantly. I just feel like. And I get it. They're in this house. They're trapped there. He's like giving her crap for not coming back to him for 2 hours. He's like, go ahead. You seem to have a thought.
I'm not sure. I'm waiting to state my opinion. Well, I understand what people are concerned about. I don't think it's that concerning quite yet.
Did you?
I got my ears open.
Did you watch last night's episode?
No.
Okay, good. Because
I'm excited.
I know. I want to see the reaction because the two of them, he's in a showmance with this girl, Catherine, Riley and Catherine. And something happens at the very end of Wednesday night's episode where they're separated and she's upset and he is pissed. Like, I'm dying to see what happens with this.
Me too.
So anyway, back to this chick, Lauren. So she's got the power of veto. She can take Vince off the block and he's trying to convince her about, oh, no, first he's asking her to play in the veto. Like, if you play, will you take me off the block? And she's all, they're even playing a sound effect that every time it flips to her, her mouth's hanging open and they go, doing, doing. Like, she can't answer. She can't for. And I guess she had just woken up or something. I mean, get it together. And she is so easy to manipulate. Like, she's, I actually feel really bad for, like, stand up, girl. Just do what you're going to do. I want to shake her and go, you've always, the power is in you. You don't have to bow down to Rachel Riley because she's giving you a mean face. It was like that. It wasn't quite that, but yeah, like, come on, girl. Spit a word out. Say something. Yeah. That's it. This will be good video. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Oh.
That reminded me of something I thought of yesterday. When I showed you guys the scar that runs across my stomach.
Wait, did you finish telling us the thing that...
No, I didn't. We didn't use that video, did we?
No.
Okay, phew. Okay. So anyway, Lauren is...
Why didn't we?
Because I pulled my whole shirt up. I don't want
and
that.
And it was perfectly in frame, too. As you were doing it, I was like, I'm not going to use this.
Thank you. You know what? I knew you wouldn't, but I did feel like I wanted to say it. Like, please don't.
I didn't even look.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't. Everything blocks the view. You and I can't see each other. I see you from your, what's this part? This little.
I don't know, between your two collarbones?
Yeah, what's neck? That?
Well, yeah, no, but
the base there's of your neck.
If I were like front.
Below the Adam's apple.
Karate chop you, like.
What is that little indent called
clavicle?
Right there? The top, is it? Are these your clavicles?
I don't think so.
Anyway, I see you from there to up. That's it.
I mean, it would have taken you 1 second to stand up. I had my full stomach exposed.
You know, I realize that I could have.
For a full minute. And I don't know how long it was. I don't know, 10 seconds.
You want her to lose the video. You're like,
I just.
What was I thinking?
I was thinking, because I was looking later in the day, I'm getting ready for my shower and I'm looking at my scar and going, oh, that we have cameras. I forget that there's cameras in there. So anyway, when I'm doing the doing, doing.
If we're posting videos of you like that, we better be making the OnlyFans money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I want my $11 million for my first 2 hours on OnlyFans.
You got friends there? Can you get us a page? I mean,
anyone can sign up.
I think you can just sign up and start taking your clothes off.
You don't have to qualify?
No.
Oh.
You're telling me there's no quality
there's
control?
There's not a tryout?
It's the cream rises to the top. Oh, you got to make good content.
Oh, boy.
By the way, that little divot is called the jugular notch.
The jugular notch.
That's, I can see you from your notch up. That's it.
Oh.
That's all I got.
I can see you from your nipples up.
Nips and notches. Mornings on Alice.
Yeah. Good vibes and variety of body parts.
Nips and notches.
Good okay. morning.
All right. We are, anyway, don't let yourself be bullied. Don't be a pushover. My God, that girl, Lauren, I'm like, just tell her no. Just say.
Oh, that's the moral of the story is.
She how bullied she was and how she caved. She was losing her mind over it. I was like, oh, no. One's ever told her she can choose what she wants to do.
It couldn't have gone worse, too, because now everybody's mad at her except for one person.
Like, literally everybody's mad. She did a terrible job.
Yeah.
Well, and what a. I mean, right, Rachel, it's not like it's a surprise that she can be a real bitch. I've seen two of her other seasons. But man, and the look she had on her face, too, her eyes are kind of wide and just like, she looks like a shark. Like her eyes are just fixed. Staring. KLLC, KLLC, HT1, San Francisco. Sarah Mini, Alice's Morning Show, the Doing Show. We'll be right back.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you
with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.